Hey boss, welcome to the Paid Newsletter Project Profit Plan. This is a 3-day challenge with your girl, LaShonda Henry, aka Sister Sense, so that I can help you work on your paid newsletter revenue. If getting serious about writing your way to new revenue, right? Getting serious about creating a newsletter is what you want to do, then you are in the right place. So basically, if you are interested in creating a paid newsletter, right, as either a side hustle project or maybe your primary profit project in your online digital business, in the course, or rather over the course of the next 3 days, my goal is to help you put together a profit plan, okay? So hopefully, let me say this, you have gone through my 5-part paid newsletter mini course. It's a really solid explanation of what paid newsletters are, how they work, common questions, and who this kind of project is good for. So if you're serious about exploring this, watch that. Literally, you can watch it in, I would say, like an hour. You can go through the whole mini course in like an hour, okay? So it's not that long, but it definitely is going to give you a good insight, like I said, on what this is, how it works, who it's for, and some answers to common questions that people have when they're getting started, okay? So if you're ready for me, I'm ready for you. Having a notebook that you can kind of walk through, talk through the things that we're going to talk about over the next 3 days is great. You can always go over to docs.google.com. So you can open up a Google Doc and then brain dump all the things that you come up with as part of that. Okay. Number three, in addition to this 3-day challenge, I've actually put together the 6-week paid newsletter project, 6-week program. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. What I believe you need is a combination of ideas and implementation. And so my goal is, in the mini course, I can give you ideas about the paid newsletter. Is it a good fit for you? Number one. Number two, over the course of these 3 days, you can start to implement by working on putting together a profit plan of how you can work on generating revenue through your paid newsletter. And then number three, not only having a profit plan, but having a profit playbook is the key. So if you decide to work with me inside of the 6-week program, that's when we really rev up your implementation efforts. Not just working on the implementation of putting the profit plan together, but actually putting the paid newsletter together is what the 6-week program is all about. Okay. So now that you know the logistics of what you can do, let's talk about getting you ready for revenue. We're going to talk about the revenue roadmap and different levels of income, different income levels as a digital entrepreneur that you should be thinking about, and the different levels that the kind of entrepreneurs that I work with work on. So, first thing first, I'm usually, when I'm working with clients, the first thing that I'm usually doing around the revenue roadmap is talking about the 3 main revenue goals that I support clients around. If you've heard this before, great. If not, you're in for a treat, okay? For me, everything is about strategy and intention. If you want to make sense of making money online, that's what Sister Sense is all about. You got to be clear first about what or how much, how much money, what kind of money do you want to make, right? So I usually work with clients who are trying to get to 1 of 3 levels. Level 1 is the 4-figure foundation, being in a place where you can comfortably make 4 figures in revenue selling digital products, services, yo things online, okay? Whether it's 4 figures a month, 4 figures for the first time, 4 figures for the year, the 4-figure foundation, we start here, okay? The next one is the 5-figure focus, because once you can comfortably make 4 figures, you want to work on focusing on 5 figures, whether you're trying to hit five figures in the year, right? Or you're trying to hit five figures in a month or in a quarter. The five-figure focus, that's number two. The next that we can talk about is six-figure sales. That's level number three. Because baby, once you get to a point where you can realistically and comfortably get to generating in sales anywhere between four to five figures on a consistent basis, then you can get to six figures. Because guess what? If you do the math, if you can average a little over 8K, somewhere between 8,300 and 9K every single month, do the math, that's 12 months, that's six figures, that's 100K, right? So I think it's like $8,333 or something like that. Easy math, if you could generate consistently 9K a month, if you can generate consistently on average $300 a day, okay, you can hit your 100K goal. So again, four-figure foundation, five-figure focus, six-figure sales, those are the three levels that I am generally talking to clients around when we start any type of revenue roadmap, money map conversation. Because I'm always like, you got to crunch the numbers, right? So think about that. Feel free to even check in with me and let me know, where are you in your business? Are you trying to get to four, five, or six figures realistically right now with respect to your monthly, quarterly, or annual revenue goals? Okay. That's the first one. Second one. Number two, when it comes to specifically creating paid newsletters, what I want to be able to do is to help you work on your first 1K. Okay. When I talk about revenue goals, I'm very much an organic marketer. So I talk to people from the space of how you can realistically make money if you have no audience or a very small audience, number one. And then different people are at different points in their life. Maybe they're looking to do this as a side hustle in addition to a 9-to-5 or a primary business. Some people need a couple of extra $100. Some people need a couple of extra thousand. There's a range. But in order to do this, you got to make real money, right? So starting off with your first 1K. Another part to think about when I talk about crunching the numbers is having a base, reach, and a middle goal. So let's say your reach goal is to make your first 1K from selling and getting paid from a paid newsletter. Then your base goal would be your first $300. And then your middle goal would be to get to the $500 to $600 mark. Okay. So everybody's got to start somewhere. Once you break your highest goal, then you move on to the next thing, right? So when it comes to generating revenue by working on your paid plan, or rather working on your profit plan, right? You have to set clear goals. And for me, a clear goal starting off with is, okay, once I put my paid newsletter together, how can I get to my first $1,000, right? But before you get to 1,000, at the very least, can I make my first 300? And then from 300, work to 500. From 500, work to 1,000. Then once you hit that goal, then you keep moving forward, right? Because one of the cool things about paid newsletters is that this is, at the heart of it, a subscription offer. So if you can work on generating more money, more sales every month and or every quarter, growing your list, growing your subscriber base, then that means you're going to consistently work on making more money. Because when it comes to paid newsletters, it's a snowball effect, right? If you can get your first 10, 20, 30 subscribers, then you're going to work on your first 50 subscribers, then your next 100, you get to 100, then you're working on getting to 150 subscribers. You get it, right? Again, the snowball effect. So working on making your first 1K, but being able to realistically start with a base, then middle, 1K being your reach, base goal of 300, middle goal, get to 500, reach goal, get to 1,000. So let's keep talking about the numbers. When I created my first paid newsletter, my goals, let's talk about that. Well, this wasn't my first, forgive me. I would say when I created the Template Club, I did that about 2-3 years ago, right? No, 3-4 years ago. You know, when you start talking to old folks and they go off on a tangent and they can't remember what year was what happened. I'm on the other side of 40, so that's happening right now. But anyway, Template Club created it. My goal was $10, right? And with every 10 people who signed up to the Template Club, that was an extra 100, right? That's a part of my 10-10 win formula. If you have something you sell and it's $10, times that by 10, $10 times 10, sales, that's $100, okay? So that's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is first 30 subscribers, that's $300. That's the base goal right there, right? So anywhere between $10 to $30 with a $10 offer, you're starting to hit the base level of your goal, number one. Number two, after about 2 years of doing the Template Club, eventually I had over 100 templates. So I created what is called the Template Hub, H-U-B. So I have the club, C-L-U-B, the club, and then I have the hub. The hub basically is me saying, listen, at this point, I've got over 100 templates. Get this whole library for $100, okay? So let's do 10-10 win again. 10 sales at $100, that's $1,000. So every 10 sales of the Template Hub is at minimum $1,000 because I do have a higher level that's $300 for the hub. And that 10 sales, that's $3,000, right? But let's just do the easy math of the 10-10s, okay? So number one, looking at the profit potential of selling something, a subscription at $10 a month, that's an extra $100 for every 10 subscribers, number one. Then number two, connecting it to an upsell offer that is $100, and then every 10 sales of that, that's $1,000, okay? So looking at the profit potential of you putting together a subscription-based offer is what we're talking about today. Now, I've done a lot of paid newsletters. I've done a lot of membership programs, coaching programs, courses, digital products. Like I said, I've been doing this for 20 years. When it comes to paid newsletters, you can put something together and offer it at a price point. I would say on average, somewhere comfortably between 7 and 47. If you're going over 47, going over 97, usually you're creating something that's really personalized, really high touch, premium content that people in that particular industry are willing to pay higher levels of or higher price points for. But for the average person coming up with a paid newsletter, usually you're going to find that a good sweet spot is somewhere between 7 and 47. Okay. So with that being said, there are several things that I basically wanted to do with you today. Okay. Number one, I wanted to get you in the mindset of you working on a paid newsletter. Realistically, you have to figure out your T's, your topics, like what are you going to talk about? But also in the conversation, you also have to crunch the numbers. Right now, are you trying to get to 4, 5, or 6 figures in your business? From the very beginning, I wouldn't be naive as to tell you that your paid newsletter is going to get you to 6 figures at a $7 or a $10 price point, right? However, one of the cool things about a paid newsletter is that you get them in the door, you can get them coming back for more, right? It's much easier to sell to somebody who's already bought from you. So you can generate revenue in different ways, like I mentioned, the Template Club versus the Template Hub, once you actually get a customer, a paying customer base from your newsletter. So thinking about where you are in your business right now, could creating a paid newsletter either be your primary or at least getting started a supplementary income source, where if it was to bring you in an extra $300 to $500, $500 to $600, $1,000 a month, continuity, consistently, because that's one of the cool things about it being a subscription offer. You don't have to always depend on getting new customers and new sales if you've got a certain amount of people, subscribers, paid subscribers that are basically invested in your offer on a monthly basis. Because think about it, subscription programs, that's the direction that pretty much everything has moved into. Used to be you could buy like a Microsoft Word or Excel or some sort of program. You go to your local store, you buy it, $300-$400, it's yours. Nowadays, they're like, you don't have to buy it for a couple of hundred. Pay for it on subscription. Everything is subscription. Netflix, Hulu is on subscription. Software is on subscription. Even your car. Like, luxury cars now are charging you for heated seats. The things that come standard that now turning them on and off depending upon whether or not you have a subscription. Now listen, if you are spending money, honey, as a consumer from subscription-based offers, Amazon, Netflix, your bills, whatever, you need to get smart about using the same subscription model in your business because it works. And as we say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Number one. Number two, if you're looking for a simple subscription-based offer, a paid newsletter is really a solid solution for you. Okay? So work on your revenue roadmap as the first part of that, figuring out where you are in your business. If you have $0 coming in or some dollars, are you trying to get to consistently 4, 5, or 6 figures? Number one. Number two, around the conversation of working towards your first 1K, right, from a subscription-based program, you have to start somewhere. A base level would be 300, first set of sales, 300. The next level is 500 to 600, and then the next level is 1K. Because think about it. If you have one product that is bringing you every month an extra 300, 500, 1,000, how much of a game changer would that be for you? Mind you, you can go up because this is scalable. You can have as many people in your paid newsletter, and every month, all you have to do is hit the button and send that newsletter out once, and it can go out to as many people who are on your list. 1, 10, 100, 1,000, right? So it's totally a scalable program. It's totally a scalable project, but it is something that is, to me, low tech and low stress, because unlike doing a coaching program or a high ticket course or a membership website, a lot of the cost and time that goes into paying for costly membership programs or using complicated text tools, you avoid all of that because all you really need is a simple email provider that you can set up and deliver your paid newsletter either once a month, once a week, every other week, twice a month, at your convenience. Okay, so when it comes to talking about your profit potential with a paid newsletter, I also said that generally speaking, a good sweet spot is somewhere between $7 to $47, okay? When you're going beyond that, $47, $97 plus, you're creating something really, really premium in an industry where people make that kind of money and they're willing to pay, you know, $200, $300, $400, $500 a month on automation for your kind of information. That's not the general. The general is somewhere between $7 to $47. Okay. When it comes to what you will create, what type of content you should create, and what should you do if you don't have a lot of content to produce, we're going to talk about those questions next. Okay. So look out for day number two, but day number one is all about logistically thinking about what you would create, how much you would potentially charge for it. If you are ready to jump full steam ahead, I would say take a look at the paid newsletter project. Either watch the 1-day webinar, because I break all of this stuff down in more detail in the webinar, or just do the 6-week program, because the 6-week program is basically me helping you create a paid newsletter within a 6-week period, 6 weeks or less, okay? Either spending $0 or under $100 to make it happen for you, okay? So number one, you can DIY the process. I've created this 3-day experience so that you can work on creating a profit plan, and then you can DIY coming up with a newsletter and setting it up on your own. But if you want the whole process from me, the webinar workshop number one or the 6-week program number two, hell, I can even set it up for you. Like literally, you can say, LaShonda, what package do I need so that you can take my information and set this thing up for me? I could do that too. But immediately available to you is the 1-day webinar and or the 6-week program. Okay. When it comes to working on your profit potential, there is a paid newsletter workbook. And I want to be able to break down all the numbers so you can really see it. You creating something at a $7 level, $27, $47, $37, $17, $9, you know, $10, whatever, like getting really visual, because I'm a visual person, getting really deep and visual, like a deeper dive into the numbers. We can certainly do that there inside your paid newsletter project workbook. The workbook is included in the 6-week program, okay? But even if you don't have it, you can start with what I've given you here, grab your calculator, and start to crunch the numbers. So, work on what we've talked about today. Number one, check in with me if you have any questions. Number two, definitely join the community inside of the 6-week paid newsletter project. If setting this stuff up, like from start to beginning, you know, from start to end, start to beginning, so setting this thing up from start to finish is what you need to do. Literally, the 6-week program is ready and waiting for you. We're going to dive into the next part, what kind of paid newsletters you can create tomorrow. Okay. And don't worry, even if you don't have a lot of content or a lot of time to do this, we're going to cover those questions in day 2 too. All right. Anything else? I got you. Check in and I'll do my best to point you in the right direction. Till next time, take care.